We're going to talk about summer attire because today is the first day of summer. As you know, I'm a bit of a meteorologist, and so this is the first day of meteorological summer. The first day of summer, when you go by astronomical summer and the solstice, will be June 21st. But to me, meteorological summer has always made much more sense. June, July, and August are our summer months.
Yeah.
September, October, November are our fall months.
Most schools let out around Memorial Day, and it's time to start summer.
On June 20th, even though it's not technically astronomical summer, June 20th feels like summer. September 20th sure feels like fall. And December 20th, 5 days before Christmas, sure feels like winter, even though it's technically not yet the solstice.
Yeah.
So, in our opinion, this is the first day of summer. So I thought we'd talk about summer attire because I don't know if you guys noticed, but today, for the first time in probably 9 months, I am wearing shorts to work.
Attaboy.
Yeah, really short shorts, too.
They're not that short.
Like the old NBA
shorts. They look
shorts.
Like something Tobias would wear.
Yeah.
I started it last
you
week,
did?
By the way.
Okay.
Because DJ put a gun to my head and said I had to watch it.
All right,
put
good.
A gun to your head, but okay.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. What do you think so far?
Funny.
Arrested Development.
How many episodes?
Like 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Good.
That's funny.
Good. Well, I'm wearing shorts today because, as you know, many years ago, I adopted action pants. And Corby and Donovan at training camp in California 1 year introduced me to action pants. Action pants are, they're more high-tech khakis. They kind of look like dress pants, but they're very functional, casual pants. And they're made of this new high-tech material, kind of a stretch material in some cases. And since then, since they introduced me to action pants, I have not worn a pair of jeans. I cannot tell you the last time I wore a pair of jeans. It's been
really?
5 years, 6 years.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is kind of amazing. Because Gordo wears them every day.
I don't wear jeans every day.
Darn near.
I don't ever wear jeans, hardly ever, do
I? Yeah, I almost never see him wear jeans.
Your action pants?
Yeah. Kind of, well, I don't know if these are action pants.
Okay.
Yeah, I think those are.
All right.
What are you, George?
You apologize to me right now.
I am shorts probably February through October.
To work?
Yeah.
You're wearing
very
shorts
very unprofessional.
Now?
Yeah. Very unprofessional, I know. But
cargo shorts?
Usually just golf shorts. Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the winter, your jeans or action pants?
Jeans.
So you haven't made the move to action pants.
I haven't made the move to action pants.
Yeah, I feel you. This unprofessional dress is making an uncomfortable work.
Coming from the guy who's wearing a shirt that says "Cocaine Bear," and he thought that would be good to wear to work today. At least I have a nice shirt on.
A listener sent me this shirt, and I'm honoring the memory of that listener.
Okay, that listener's still alive.
Yes, but I remembered them. So
I don't look down on your short wearing to work, George.
Thank
but I do wish you would embrace action pants.
Okay, I'll look into them.
It's an incredible world.
Hollow claim.
He's no,
not going to look into them.
I'll try them.
But wearing shorts to work today for the first time in a long time, I do have a sense of freedom.
Feels so great.
It does.
And we used to wear, man, in college, I swear we wore them 12 months a year.
Yeah, we did. But this is why I'm a little hung up, and I even felt weird about putting shorts on today to come to work, but I did because I knew we were going to do this segment. But I have felt like more of an adult and more professional wearing long pants to work. Even when it's warm out, it makes me feel like an adult. And when I wear shorts to work, it makes me feel like I'm in college.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not dressing the part. The way you dress will affect the way you feel about yourself. And if you're dressed down, then I've noticed that the few times that I come in here and I'm dressed up for some event that we have later, I feel like a real person.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I feel
today
fine.
With Cocaine Bear shirt on, I'm not a real person.
I feel fine around here because I'm next to Cocaine Bear shirt guy. Bob's going to walk in flip-flops here in a few hours.
That should not be allowed at a workplace.
I thought they
outlawed it too.
On those things, but,
me too.
Yeah, Bob ignores that. And but yes, if I have something else outside of the ticket, like if I have to go to a meeting at the Senior Source or something, and I show up in shorts, I do feel pretty spare.
Or if they tell us, hey, you guys have a meeting with a client at 10 o'clock after your show. If I walk into that meeting wearing shorts, I think they think I'm spare. And I feel like a high school kid, really, when I'm wearing shorts to work, because when I got here this morning, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I had my backpack on, and I went to my locker.
Yeah, very, very high school-y.
But you know what, though? I have reached that threshold of not caring.
You're where Norm is?
George. I think I'm right where Norm is. And I don't know if you guys noticed this a couple times during the winter. If we had a late game to watch, I'd put on those sweatpants and go to work the next day.
Yeah, and you're unshowered, and you got barn crotch.
No, I always showered. I always shower every morning.
I did notice the sweatpants, and I did think you were in Norm territory where
really
you had
don't.
Given up.
I don't care. And I don't care that you have Cocaine Bear on your shirt. I just don't care.
I didn't realize it said
about
Cocaine
nothing.
Bear. It was just a normal Chicago Bear shirt.
Well, from the makers of Action Pants, I have a summer attire tip for our P1s, and a lot of them are already there. This isn't breaking news necessarily, but it might be to you guys and to some of our P1s. Now that the hot weather is here, I no longer wear, ever, if I'm going outside, cotton t-shirts, cotton shorts. And I'm slowly making the transition to getting away from cotton underwear. This new, and it's new relatively speaking, but dry fit fabric.
Yeah.
The tech shirt, the tech shorts, the tech underwear.
That, the Red Raiders.
That is the way to go in a hot Texas summer. Now, I'm wearing a cotton t-shirt today because I'm at work. I feel like I'm even dressing down more if I'm wearing a tech t-shirt to work. It feels like you're going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sweat in the dry fit fabric, whether it's your shirt, your shorts, your underwear, and then you go inside, you're dry in a minute.
Yes, it's magical.
It
what does
incredible.
It do with the sweat?
I don't know.
It's so techy.
It's so.
Just turns your sweat into Bitcoin.
I think that's what it does.
Turns your sweat into Bitcoin.
It turns your sweat into crypto. And I'm telling you, it is the way to go. And so now if I'm ever going outside to work in the yard or go for a walk, whatever it is, 100% of the time now I put on a tech shirt and tech shorts. And I just don't have enough tech underwear in my arsenal to do that every time, but I'm getting there. And it is so joyous and freeing to wear tech clothing in the heat.
I wear high-tech underwear. It's great. Yes.
Yeah, I think I do too. It's the I have two kinds of boxers, or I guess these are boxer briefs.
Stained and more stained.
No. Talking about material. I don't have a problem with that. Apparently you do. Never even heard of that term before. But yeah, I can't even remember what I was going to say. Sports.
Tech underwear. You're getting crypto through your underwear.
Yeah, I'm getting crypto through my underwear. But no, I guess my question is for the boxer or the boxer brief, is that great for the summertime?
That seems a little hot to me.
Yeah.
I think you need to go briefs for the summer.
Yeah.
You want as little material covering your body in the summer as possible.
Agreed.
Which brings me to a couple of controversial clothing or shoe attire pieces. One, flip-flops. George, you famously said last week that if somebody is wearing flip-flops, they are announcing that they're giving up.
Yeah. That's a bigger give-up to me than wearing sweats or Cocaine Bear shirt.
Yeah.
I just think you're totally... And I don't think they're that...
They're the most uncomfortable thing to me, especially the ones that go between your toes.
I don't understand that.
I think you're right. It does look like a give up. However, in recent years, they've become very fashionable. You see guys that go out in the summer, shorts, maybe even jeans with flip flops. That's kind of a cool look, but it's also kind of a give up look. They're terrible for you to walk in. They may be uncomfortable. Some people may like them, but either way, they're awful for you to walk in.
Yeah.
They're not good for your feet, your joints, your stride. They lead to a lot of problems if you wear a lot of flip-flops or wear flip-flops a lot.
I believe it, but man, some guys swear by them.
I love them.
And they think they're really comfortable, but yeah.
I don't wear them to work. I think it's a little gross to wear them to work. Even though I have beautiful feet, it's the only thing God gave me, beautiful feet. And
he
Gordo,
does have beautiful
you agree.
Feet, yes. Mm. Craig has beautiful feet.
So people enjoy it when I wear flip-flops to work, but I try not to. But I do like wearing them, like in the summertime around the house or outside, I'll wear them a lot. Another controversial piece of clothing, the tank top, or can we even call it?
No.
Okay.
Spouse mistreater?
The spouse mistreater. Do you guys, when's the last time you guys wore a spouse mistreater?
Never have. Ever.
Yeah. I don't wear them anymore. I don't think I ever wore them. It just wouldn't look
maybe
good.
Maybe in the 70s, maybe.
Yeah, as a kid, I remember having some.
The big
in my
thing in the 70s was another bad thing about the 70s.
It's a terrible
another bad
look.
Thing. Name one other bad thing about the 70s.
My gosh. We don't have time to get into that right now.
People didn't have grooming issues back then.
Bingo.
Even basketball is getting away from the traditional tank top.
Yeah.
You know, it's going for a little wider strap on top and just a more modern-looking jersey. Now, I've never bothered me over the years seeing anybody in a tank top if they're playing basketball, but, boy, just walking around in
the
summer.
Yeah, when you see the old guy out in front of his yard and he's wearing one of those, and he's wearing boxers and
there's hair spilling out.
And dress socks and sandals. It's the worst look
That's
ever.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Tony Soprano would wear one of those.
I grew up around
spouse
that.
Mistreaters.
Why was that a go-to? Just
that was your undershirt, right?
Yeah,
right. And then you'd take your dress shirt off, and then that was what you'd wear.
But why
around the
is
house.
That? We were talking about this on the Hang Zone. Why is that the undershirt when it offers you no underarm sweat protection?
Right.
Between your dress shirt and your body.
Great question. George, what was the tank top that your dad witnessed when he was playing golf?
Never should have told
what was
that story.
The group ahead of him, first of all, he was a golf traditionalist, so he would never wear a tank top on a golf course.
No, or shorts.
You're
about the slacks, golf shirt, and proper attire.
But the person was wearing a tank top on the
golf course. Yeah.
So that was bad enough.
Terrible.
Was there anything that was said on the tank top? Did it have any writing on it? Or
it said whatever their family name was, reunion. And on the back, it said, incest is best. And I'm really sorry my dad had to see that.
Did he make a comment about it?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what he said, but he was totally disgusted. And
he said that was a good slogan, but he just thought it should have sleeves.
He was ready to fight the guy. The dad's all right, just let him go.
I have to give that family a little credit. That's a pretty funny shirt to print up for your family reunion.
Pretty funny little shirt.
Pretty funny little shirt.
And that was like 25 years ago. That should have been the first sign of the apocalypse, that you could wear that shirt in public proudly while playing golf.
One other summer attire item, the swimsuit. Is the swimsuit only acceptable when there is water nearby?
No.
Really? You wear casual swimsuits?
No, I don't, but I've seen, I think they make swimsuits now that really passes like casual shorts.
Yeah, they kind of do.
And I think sometimes you would have a hard time telling, is that a pair of shorts or a swimsuit?
I agree. I think I've got two swimsuits. They both look too much like swimsuits. If I wore them to work, you guys would laugh.
Why? Because they're really
Speedos.
Colorful?
Yeah, like one's kind of a brightish blue and one's a red, and they have like a swim company logo
Let's
on the side.
Let's have swimsuit day one day.
No, we don't need to have a swimsuit competition
Why
up
not?
Here.
One has the built-in bottle opener.
Yeah, what? Heck yeah.
What's that?
It's a plastic bottle opener that's inside one of the pockets. It's like a multi-tool almost.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't get it for that reason, but if you're at the beach and you need to pop one open.
You know, I rarely swim, but I probably own 8 or 9 swimsuits.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm over swimsuited.
That's weird.
Why don't you
because
try to go
I've
like
had
2 weeks and wear a swimsuit to work every day?
No.
With your Cocaine Bear shirt.
No. The problem is I've purchased way too many panic swimsuits. And so that's why I have so many.
Yeah, I've got a few of those where crap, forgot the swimsuit.
Yeah, don't have a swimsuit.
Run through Walmart here.
So, yeah. And you buy a panic swimsuit and it never fits you right.
Mm-hmm. It's got I guess I'll get the I heard
junk
that
grab
swimsuit.
On it.
Okay, yeah, great.
Well, it's the first day of summer.
Just
hopefully,
anything tut friendly.
Hopefully, you got some attire tips. If you haven't looked into action pants or dry fit fabric for your shorts and your shirts here during the summer, do so. Because the hot weather is here. Happy summer, everybody.